thumb. Cinnamon or mixed women. Oh man, I look back and study what makes men of them. It ain't nothing but a notion that flies through the wind. They call you a trouble. They call you downfall. They call you hard labor. Oh, behind prison wall. She flies, she ain't cuckoo, she ain't cuckoo, since the 4th of July.
Hobart Smith with Cuckoo Bird. He was an old-time musician who was rediscovered in the 1960s after performing throughout the first half of the 20th century, often with his sister Texas Gladden. That one's from the 1964 album Hobart Smith of Saltville, Virginia. That's a traditional English folk song commonly found in the Appalachian region of the United States, though it's also popular in Canada, Scotland, and Ireland. Before that, we heard Uncle Sinner from Winnipeg with Milk Cow Blues from his 2015 album Let the Devil In. That's a version of Kokomo Arnold's 1934 song of the same name, which made Arnold a star and has been adapted into many different genres. And before that, we heard Mississippi Joe Calicott with Fare Thee Well Blues. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you ever want to get in touch with me, you can email me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com. Here's one now from David Rovix. He's a musician and writer based in Oregon who's been touring internationally since the 1990s. This song, We Are Everywhere, is off his 2002 album, Hang a Flag in the Window. He says of the song, "The phrase we are everywhere was popular in the anti-capitalist movement around the world around the turn of the 21st century."
I say the hungry should have food. I speak for many when I say no one should have 7 homes. While some don't have any, though I may find myself stranded in some strange place with naught but a vapid stare, I remember the world and I know. We are everywhere. And I say the time for the rich, it will come. Let me count the ways, victories or hits of the future. Havana, Caracas, Chiapas, Buenos Aires. How many people are wanting and waiting and fighting for their share? but we are everywhere. Religions and prisons and races, borders and nations, FBI agents and congressmen and corporate radio stations. They try to keep us apart, but we find each other, and the rulers are always aware that they're a tiny minority, and we are everywhere. With every bomb that they drop, every home they destroy, every land they invade, comes a new generation from under the rubble saying, we are not afraid. They will pretend we are few, but with each child that a billion mothers bear, comes the next demonstration that we are everywhere.
This land is your land, this land is my land, from California to the New York Island, from the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me. As I was walking that ribbon of highway, I saw above me that endless skyway. I saw below me that golden valley. This land was made for you and me. I've roamed and rambled, and I followed my footsteps to the sparkling sands of a diamond desert. And all around me a voice was sounding, this land was made for you and me. When the sun came shining and I was strolling, and the wheat fields waving, dust clouds rolled in, as the fog was lifting, a voice was chanting, this land was made for you and me. As I went walking, I saw a sign there, and on that sign it said, no trespassing. On the other side, it didn't say nothing. That side was made for you and me. In the shadow of the steeple, I saw my people. By the relief office, I seen my people. As they stood there hungry, I stood there asking, is this land made for you and me? Nobody living can ever stop me as I go walking that freedom highway. Nobody living can ever make me turn back. This land was made for you and me. I know it was made for you and me.
Minds of power. joy that you make on your own. Work when you need to, maybe. Don't let them bleed you, baby. Do nothing more than feed you, lady. Don't let them take the joy that you make on your own. Don't fuss, don't fight it, no. Take that wrong and right it home. You can always live on rice and potatoes. Take your heart's candle and relight it. I quit my job. I quit my job. I quit my job. I'm free today. That you make on your own. Don't kill yourself about making it. Just be taking it easy, but be taking it. There's enough out there who are faking it. Don't let them take the joy that you make on your own. Don't fuss, don't fight it, no. Take that wrong and right it home. You can always live on rice and potato. Take your heart's candle and relight it. I quit my job. I quit my job. I quit my job. I'm free today.
Was Old Man Ludica from Chester, Nova Scotia, with I Quit My Job off his album Hinterland from 2006. Before that, Eric Bibb with This Land Is Your Land. He's an American musician who grew up around well-known musicians like Pete Seeger, Paul Robeson, and Bob Dylan because his father was a musical theater singer who was part of the 1960s New York folk scene. Woody Guthrie wrote that song in 1940 after he heard the patriotic song God Bless America during his travels throughout America and felt that it didn't speak to the things he had seen and the people he met as he traveled. For better or worse, the song has since become almost a second national anthem for the states. Unfortunately, the song in its simplified version sometimes seems to go against Guthrie's original intentions. The version we heard includes all the lyrics, including commentary about Great Depression breadlines and a verse against private property. Bibb included it on his 2017 album, Migration Blues. And before that, we heard David Rovix with We Are Everywhere. We're going to hear one from Tony Schwartz now. He was an agoraphobic sound archivist who spent much of his life documenting the sounds of his neighborhood in New York City. This one, Learning a Language, is from the 1962 album You're Stepping on My Shadow, which was originally broadcast on WNYC's Around New York program.
Have you ever heard people talk about other people like this?
I wish they hadn't come here in the first place. They aren't welcome, they don't want to learn how to speak the language, and it's a shame that they don't stay in their own country.
This type of person will talk this way to Russians, Germans, French, Spaniards, Jews, Negroes, Puerto Ricans, and even American Indians. In fact, to anyone who doesn't speak their language the way they speak it. Have you ever thought what it's like to learn a language? Young or old, it takes work. The other day I met a little boy who started to talk to me this way.
What's a rock? A rock.
What'd you say, Tommy?
It's my papa, the man. Cool. I'm going to go down. What's in the park, Coco? The Boko, the hard boy. The Boko, the hard boy. The Boko, the hard boy, John. Look at how up in the Boko, the hard boy.
Tommy was trying to tell me about a TV cowboy film he saw, and he was trying to speak English. He's only 14 months old. And is learning English day by day as he grows. He is not aware of the work involved because he is involved in living his life. For an older person to learn English as a second language also takes hard work. My father-in-law is of Polish origin, and the other day he and I were talking. He used the words, "What is the thought?" And they sounded like this.
What is the thought?
I wondered if he could say them correctly with some help.
Thought. Thought. Thought.
Yes.
I still don't manage, and hardly any foreign-born...
Say, what is the thought?
What is the thought?
No. What is the thought?
What is the thought?
Now, can you try to say, what is the thought?
What... What is the thought?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's quite difficult, isn't
it? It's very difficult for any foreign-born person.
Now, how many years have you been here?
It was 41 years.
It's pretty difficult. My father-in-law has been in this country many, many years, and I asked him what he did to learn English when he first came here.
In Washington High School, I started out, and within several months, I could manage to express myself. In the beginning, I had to use a dictionary, and believe me, it was mighty, mighty hard to make out from the newspaper, translate every word to understand the sentence from the papers.
I wonder if the person who says, why don't they learn to speak English, would do any better with Russian or Spanish than the person they attack has done with English. To get a little taste of this, I asked my father-in-law to try me on some Polish words. What are some of the words you thought I would have difficulty with to learn from Polish?
Well, Polish language has certain vowels and many other letters that cannot be expressed in the English language, like RZ, ZZ, SZ, like SH, and quite a few others.
You mentioned one word, I think it was bedsheet.
That's bedsheet. In Polish, it is prześcieradło. Prześcieradło.
Let's see if I can say prześcieradło.
RZ. Prześcieradło.
Prześcieradło.
Prze, that's better. Prześcieradło.
Presz?
No, prze, prze.
Well, it's very difficult.
That's very difficult.
Well, I, for one, would find it hard to learn a second language. I even have trouble saying Worcestershire sauce.
This is the Ballad of Alfred Packer, an infamous guide in the Old West. In the state of Colorado in the year of 74, they crossed the San Juan Mountains, gold hungry to the core. Their guide was Alfred Packer, they trusted him too long, for his character was weak and his appetite was strong. They called him a murderer, cannibal, a thief. It just doesn't pay to eat anything but government-inspected beef. Along the Gunnison River, an Indian camp they spied. An Indian chief approached them, to stop them he did try. He warned them of the danger and the snow that lay around. But the danger was in Packer, for his hunger knew no bound. Yes, they called him a murderer, a cannibal, a thief. It just doesn't pay to eat anything but government-inspected beef. Two cold months went slowly by, Packer came back alone. My comrades, they all froze to death, I'm starving, he did moan. The Indian chief knew how he lied, he spat upon the ground. For his belly hung out all over his belt, he'd gained some 30 pounds. They called him a murderer, cannibal, a thief. It just doesn't pay to eat anything but government-inspected beef. Well, for 9 long years he ran away, but finally he was tried. He claimed he didn't kill them, he only ate their hide. That county had 6 Democrats until he did arrive. Well, only one lives on today, he ate the other 5. chorus. 18 years he stayed in jail, it was a dreadful fate, for he suffered indigestion every time he ate. Still it's hard to blame this hungry guy who went searching for the mines, for when he ate his friends he'd never heard of Duncan Hines. For when he ate his friends he'd never heard of Duncan Hines.
To be 365, when the Lord came and took him back to heaven alive. I saw the light from heaven shining all around. I saw the light come shining, saw the light come down. In prison, the prison walls fell down. The prison keeper shouted, redeeming love I found. I saw the light from heaven shining all around. I saw the light come shining, saw the light come down.
Just heard Sam Amidon, a contemporary folk artist from Vermont, with Dry Bones, off a 2019 tribute to Harry Smith's Anthology of American Folk Music, an incredibly influential album for the American folk revival of the 1950s and 60s, released in 1952. Bascom Lamar Lunsford's 1928 version of the song was included on the anthology. Before that, we heard Phil Oakes with Ballad of Alfred Packer. Oakes was an American protest singer from the 1960s Greenwich Village folk scene. Packer became known as the Colorado Cannibal after he confessed to eating his five companions while on a trip through the San Juan Mountains in the winter of 1874, and was later convicted of voluntary manslaughter. Before that, we heard Tony Schwartz with Learning a Language. Here's one now from William Dubois Diamond. He was a blues musician from Canton, Mississippi, who was recorded in 1978 by Gianni Marcucci, who traveled from Italy to the United States five times during the 70s and 80s to document blues music in the country. This song, My Babe, is a blues standard written by Willie Dixon and first recorded by Little Walter in 1955. The song's based on the traditional gospel song, This Train.
My bitch, you don't stand no cheating in my bed. Oh no, she don't stand no cheating in my bed. No, no, she don't stand no cheating. She don't stand none of this 4-day creeping in my bed. Don't stand no cheating in my bed. Oh yes, I know she love me, my bed. Yes, I know she love me, my babe. Ooh, yes, I know she love me. She don't do nothing but kiss and hug me, my babe. Don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh, Lord, she don't stand no fooling, my babe. Oh, no, she don't stand no fooling, my babe. No, no, she don't stand no hoolin'. The way she hop, you know it ain't no coolin', my babe.
Nothing you can do, said the captain to the crew. The weather, it was cold and getting colder. The weather, it was cold, and the Bradley is getting old. And there's nothing that you can do, Mr. Fleming. Nothing you can do, said the captain to the crew. The sea was on the rise, getting higher. The sea was on the rise, made the captain realize that there's nothing that you can do, Mr. Fleming. Ago, the story should be told, and none of them will come around to sing. But a night so cold and long should not be without a song, and there's nothing that you can do, Mr. Fleming. Nothing you can do, said the captain to the crew. The steering wheel was slack, getting slacker. The steering wheel was slack when the Bradley broke her back. And there's nothing that you can do, Mr. Fleming. Nothing you can do, said the captain to the crew. The spar deck was awash and getting wetter. The spar deck was awash, and the Bradley shore was lost. And there's nothing that you can do, Mr. Fleming. Ago, the story should be told, and none of them will come around to sing. But a night so cold and long should not be without a song, and there's nothing that you can do, Mr. Fleming. Nothing you can do, said the captain to the crew. The first mate came beside to wait for orders. The first mate came beside the captain when he cried, "There ain't nothing that you can do, Mr. Fleming." There's nothing you can do, said the captain to the crew. The whistle's blowing long, blowing shorter. The whistle's blowing long where another Laker's gone, and there's nothing that you can do, Mr. Fleming. Thirty years ago, story should be told, none of them will come around to sing. But a night so cold and long should not be without a song, and there's nothing that you can do, Mr. Fleming.
Old time religion.
I'm here to tell you about what you already know.
You Can't Hide from God, broadcast every Sunday, 1 to 2 p.m. on CKUW 95.9 FM, is giving you the best in gospel music.
Until next Sunday morning.
I just want to thank you, Master.
Our bark leaves this harbor tomorrow. Across the wide ocean to go, and Katie, a burden of sorrow. It is more than I wish you to know. Fare you well to the green shores of Fogo. Fare you well, Katie dear, true and kind, for where'er I may be, I'll be true to thee. Since old Fogo I'm leaving behind. Now, Katie, give over your sighing, and don't be downhearted for me. It's my fortune I'm after seeking, in some far distant land o'er the sea. Fare you well to the green shores of Fogo. Fare you well, Katie dear, true and kind, for where'er I may be, I'll be true to thee. Since old Fogo I'm leaving behind. There's a dark cloud of sorrow hanging o'er me. There's a precious great weight on my mind, for I know there's one loving me truly. In old Fogo I'm leaving behind. Fare you well to the green shores of Fogo. Fare you well, Katie dear, true and kind, for where'er I may be, I'll be true to thee. Since since old Fogo I'm leaving behind.
That was Kenneth Peacock with Green Shores of Fogo. He was an ethnomusicologist from Toronto who was on the staff for what is now the Canadian Museum of Civilization. He's remembered for the impact his research had on the folk music revival in Canada in the mid-20th century. His projects for the museum covered practically every part of Canada, and he seems to have learned that song while researching the folk music of Newfoundland in the 1950s. That's a Newfoundland folk song from the area around Fogo, which has strong Irish ancestry. It's likely based on the Irish-American emigrant ballad, The Country I'm Leaving Behind. Before that, we heard Larry Penn and Daryl Holter with The Wreck of the Carl D. Bradley. Penn was Wisconsin's labor poet laureate, a songwriter, toymaker, activist, and union man. Holter is a musician and historian from Minneapolis. That one's from their 1989 album, Stickin' with the Union, Songs from Wisconsin Labor History. The Carl D. Bradley was a limestone carrier owned by a subsidiary of U.S. Steel and was the largest of the Great Lakes boats of its time. The ship broke in two and sank in November of 1958 during a gale, and the liner notes for the album say, "It's impossible to read accounts of this shipwreck and the events leading up to it and not come away with the feeling that it could have been avoided." Before that, we heard William Du Bois Diamond with My Babe. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, and we're going to hear one from the Wayland Jennies now from Winnipeg. This song, Bright Morning Stars, is off their 2011 album of the same name. The song's likely from Kentucky, and it wasn't widely known before Ruth Crawford Seeger included it in her 1953 book, American Folk Songs for Christmas. It later entered into the common repertoire when folk musician Robin Christensen found it in the book and arranged it to be performed at the 1968 Fox Hollow Festival.
Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising. Bright morning stars are rising.
Rising. time when I could look into your eyes and see the brook all silver and upon your hair the lilies dancing in the air. And silver brook and mountain sky and lilies fair, and you and I were all a single harmony upon an ancient melody. Then there came a wistful dream that we might find a better theme apart from nature's old design, cloistered in a human shrine. And so we took our theme away from mountain meadows where we lay and played it for ourselves alone, a grand and lofty monotone. In vain to look into your eyes and see the brook all silver and upon your hair the lilies dancing in the air.
Station from Toronto with Chip on My Shoulder off the 2011 album All of It Was Mine. Before that, David Lang with Silver Brook. He was a geologist, singer-songwriter, and educator from New Hampshire who recorded two albums for Folkways Records in the 1970s. Lang wrote songs about places that were special to him, which resulted in the album that song comes from called Magic Mountain. It was written while in Pepperell, Massachusetts. And before that, we heard the Wayland Jennies with Bright Morning Stars. We're going to hear Malvina Reynolds now. She came to folk music later in her life, when she met Pete Seeger and other folk singers when she was in her 40s. She had received a doctorate from the University of California in 1938, but went back to university in the late 1950s to study music theory. She's known particularly for writing the song Little Boxes, though she wrote and recorded a large catalog of music during her career. This song, God Bless the Grass, is from her 1967 album, Malvina Reynolds Sings the Truth.
God bless the grass that grows through the crack. They roll the concrete over it to try and keep it back. The concrete gets tired of what it has to do. It breaks and it buckles, and the grass grows through. And God bless the grass. God bless the truth that fights toward the sun. They roll the lies over it and think that it is done. It moves through the ground and reaches for the air. And after a while, it is growing everywhere. And God bless the grass. God bless the grass that grows through cement. It's green and it's tender and it's easily bent. But after a while, it lifts up its head. For the grass is living and the stone is dead. And God bless the grass. God bless the grass that's gentle and low. Its roots, they are deep, and its will is to grow. And God bless the truth, the friend of the poor, and the wild grass growing at the poor man's door. And God bless the grass.
Home corral and all the old friends that I knew. Goodbye to the old empty bunkhouse where I dreamed the hours away. Send my mail to the end of the trail. So long. And pack up my clothes and lighten my heart with a song. Of where I'll be traveling, nobody knows, but I'll have to be moving along.
So long to the Red River Valley, my rope and Wrangland is through. And so farewell to the home corral and all the old friends that I knew. Goodbye to the old empty bunkhouse where I dreamed the hours away. So long to the Red River Valley.
Cecil Barfield with Sun Going Down. Barfield was a blues musician and farmer from Georgia who George Mitchell recorded in 1976. Before that, we heard the Sons of the Pioneers, one of the earliest Western bands, with So Long to the Red River Valley. They formed in 1933, and they're still together as a band, but there have been countless changes in membership since the band's beginning. That one was released in 1941. And before that, we heard Malvina Reynolds with God Bless the Grass. I've got a few more tunes for you before I leave you for the week. You can access the archives for this show and many others online anytime at ckuw.ca/programs. You can also head over to juliannacyoung.com, where I post the show and the notes I make about the music we play. And sign up for my newsletter, where I'll send you a monthly roundup of interesting links I've come across during my research. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com. I'll leave you with a poem from Norman Rosten. He was a poet, playwright, and novelist from New York City. This one, Ballad of the Visiting Fireman, is from the 1963 Folkways album, The Poems of Norman Rosten. Take care.
Next, the Ballad of the Visiting Fireman. The visiting firemen come from all counties, wearing their helmets belted and boldly strut through the thoroughfares looking for fires. But will they find them? The question of the hour. Ho for a flame! Phone if you see one. The trucks are in trim, the brass brightly shining, and the firemen ready with all their credentials come to consider the speeches and tactics, for the hour is heavy with smoke and with portent. Who ever heard of the city failing, with all its fireboxes wired and alert, the citizens baffled but in accord, ready to report the slightest spark? Where will it come, from the high or the low? Are the firemen themselves totally trusted, the hose and the pumps fully inspected? Heads must be clear in the panic around us. Hay for incendiary comes in all sizes. And how shall we tell the flames from the furor, with the firemen finally looting the buildings. And where is the flame, and what will come after? Will water be late? Will nothing be saved? Hey and ho and ha ha ha, with everyone finally dying of laughter.
Alas, measured perfectly. Saturday, August 25th, 1888, 5:20 p.m. is the name of a photograph of two old women in a front yard beside a white house. One of the women is sitting in a chair with a dog in her lap. The other woman is looking at some flowers. Perhaps the women are happy, but then it is Saturday, August 25th, 1888, 5:21 p.m., and all over.
You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Our frequency celebrates diversity.